Hey guys, what's up? It's Jazzy Nichols here again with Straight Up. It is my second episode, and the first episode went really well, so I'm excited for the next one. And this is a solo one. I know, it's weird. I'm by myself talking to my podcast mic. You'll probably hear Nala in the back. She's trying to be in the podcast, but she can't talk, so she can't be a guest. So I'm doing a solo episode. The reason is because I wanted to get a few topics off my chest, and I feel like it's better to do it by myself. And I'm sorry if you were hoping to hear a guest on my show this time, but you have me, and I hope that's good enough. So moving on, and I think this is going to be a quick one. It's not going to be an hour-long podcast, and I just wanted to get everything out of my off my chest, because I've been having so many conversations with women in my life and men in my life that I think this needs to be put out there. And so let's get right into it. Self-love. It's such a hard topic, I feel like, when I talk to people about this. And I think self-love is something that we all need to work on in order to have a better relationship with yourself, with family, with friends, and with a significant other. And I think that's something I definitely have struggled on with the past couple of years. Currently, this year actually is when I figured out self-love for myself. And I've actually gained a lot of confidence, and I gained a lot of respect for myself, and honestly, and a whole love for myself. And in the past couple of years, I haven't had that. I felt like my confidence has went down. I feel like my level of respect for myself has went down, and the love for myself has definitely decreased. And I think for the women out there that I speak with, and people who are listening, and the men I speak with who have conversations with me, it's hard. It's really hard finding self-love for yourself, especially when you've been emotionally abused, physically abused, mentally. You're going through something hard in your life, and it's just brought you down to a point where you don't want to live anymore. And I'm not saying that's like me, but I've had so many conversations that's where people are at. And I give them this advice. And again, like I've always said, yes, you hear advice, you want it, you listen to it, but it's your choice to take it. And it's your choice to act on that. And I think in order to gain self-love, you need to figure out what you love. Not what somebody else loves, not what somebody else loves about you, what they like about you. No, something that you love yourself about, something that makes you feel good, not someone else. Like, again, this isn't about anyone else but yourself. How do you make yourself have confidence? Do you have to look at yourself in the mirror and tell yourself you're beautiful? Yeah, it sounds weird, but it's not actually. Because that's what, you wake up in the morning and you tell yourself in the mirror that you are amazing, and you tell yourself all these good things, it's going to make you feel good with the rest of your day, and no one can bring you down. And I think that's what a lot of us forget to do, is tell yourself that you are amazing, you are who you are, and if no one can suck it up and deal with it, then that's on them. But we need to work on self-love. We need to work on loving ourselves, respecting ourselves, especially with respect. You can't let someone disrespect you and expect for you to respect yourself. Because in the end of the day, you're just going to be down. You're going to remember all these harsh things that they said to you or about you. And it's going to eat you up. And you're going to start being in this phase where you just don't want to do anything. Where you're sad. Where you feel alone. And again, it's okay to be alone. It is, actually. And being alone is good for you sometimes, because you're surrounded with people every day. You go to work, you're surrounded by coworkers. You go to the grocery store, you're surrounded by strangers. You're on the car, you're surrounded by people who drive crazy. You're at home, maybe you live with roommates, maybe you have a family, maybe you have a boyfriend or a girlfriend. You're always surrounded by someone. Get in that car and drive, and just park somewhere and just let all the feelings you have out. If you need to cry, cry. If you need to be mad, get mad. But don't let someone tell you can't feel the type of way, because that's only gonna bring you down even more. And think about it. How can you be in such a solid and safe relationship if you don't even feel safe with yourself, if you don't even respect yourself, if you don't love yourself, if you don't even have the confidence for yourself? How do you feel confident walking down the street with your man or your girlfriend, but you know that the insecurities are gonna eat you up? And insecurities suck. I don't know why we have those. And they're with you until you stop letting them stick with you. They're like germs, honestly. I know that's a weird like thing to say, but they are. They're literally like germs. And I just feel like, why do we let this bacteria linger on with us, even if we have left the person that gave us these insecurities, you know? And I would say that for myself. Like, for the past couple of years, I kept letting every relationship, all these insecurities I've gone on that I blame myself for, that I keep dragging on to the next. But the problem is, when I go through these breakups, I need to learn that these are lessons learned. I need to not put the same mistakes into the next one. Because if I keep putting the same mistakes into each relationship I get into, then none of it's gonna work, because there's a reason why the first one didn't work. There's a reason why I'm not with the second one. It's moving forward. And again, this is me dealing with my insecurities, and now I've figured out that this year I've dealt with that, and now I know what I need to do in order to be in a really safe and loving relationship that's not letting these German bacteria insecurities get to me, but also to love myself, to respect myself, and give myself confidence. And if somebody else can't give that to me back, then they're not the one for me. If I feel like something in my gut's telling me that I shouldn't trust you, then I need to go with that. Because beforehand, I would just be like, you know what? They're probably telling the truth. And sometimes people are telling the truth, but I'm just saying, from me, my perspective, they're never telling the truth. I feel like people look at me and they want every person, a friend, a boyfriend, of anyone, I feel like they look at me and they think, yeah, I can lie to her. I can definitely fool her. Because I'm just such a forgive and forget. And you learn that. If you listen to my first episode, you learn that. Even my friends think that I am such a forgiving and forget. And that's, I forgive like no other. You can run me over with the car and I'll forgive you in a couple days, and I'll forget that you even ran me over. Because that's just my defense mechanism. I will forgive you, and I will forget so quickly that you have to remind me that it even happened. Because I'll erase it out of my mind. And people are probably like, you can't do that. Yeah, I can actually. I can erase anything that bad has happened in my life, because I don't want to remember it. But how am I learning from that? I think that's what has declined my self-love, and that's what has given me disrespect to myself, because I'm not learning from it. I'm actually just shutting down. And we all go through it. We shut down. But I'm actually just shutting down, and I shouldn't do that. Why do we shut down? Why do we feel like we have nothing else to go for? But we do, you know? There's so much more in life. And there's so much more to like being alone, that it's okay. Sometimes I just wish I was alone. You know, I would be in a relationship and I'd be like, you know what? I'd just rather be alone. I don't need a man. I don't need someone to tell me that I look beautiful. I don't need someone to give me all these nice gifts or take me out to dinner. Because you know what? I can take myself out to a movie. I can buy myself all these nice gifts. And I can look at myself in the mirror and tell myself I'm beautiful. Because you know what? I really don't need a man in my life. It's just nice to have somebody there. But it comes to a point where, are they willing to deal with my flaws and not be in like my past relationship? And I don't want to compare people. That's just horrible. I would hate to be compared to myself. But I feel like in order for me to be in my next relationship, I do need to learn how to deal with my insecurities and not shut down. And I need to learn to not always forgive. I can always forgive, but I need to start learning that I can't forget. I need to start remembering. I need to forgive and remember. Because that will be helpful in my next one. My next friendship. My next job. My next moving forward. And it's been such an emotional roller coaster of like past things I've gone through in my life. And this is why I'm so happy with where I am today, that I don't let anything get past me. If I'm gonna go with my gut, I'm gonna go with my gut. And if I don't trust you, I don't trust you. And that's just how I feel. It doesn't matter how you feel. It matters how I feel. Because in the end of the day, I have my back. And you don't. In the end of the day, I love myself. but do you love me? At the end of the day, I give myself confidence and I respect myself. But are you giving me that confidence and respecting me? Probably not. So why am I sitting here continuing on something that probably will not work in the long run? Yes, I love hard. Yes, I forgive hard. But I won't forget. And I'm not saying, like, I'm such a, like, godly, like, I'm a goddess and, like, blah, whatever. No, I'm not saying. I fuck up, too. But I know when I fuck up. And if I have to own up to it, I have to own up to it. But I think, again, that's me from learning self-love. I learned that. And now I'm just playing Doja Cat ain't shit about these men because it's what gets me through the day. So that's just kind of like, this is the reason why I have this straight up podcast and this platform for me to talk and to have this, to have girls talk on another level, because I feel like, yes, people out there are going through it, but they need to hear it from someone that maybe you don't know, or maybe you do, maybe you don't know me, maybe you do know me, and you want to hear, I feel like you need to hear it. You need to hear what somebody else isn't telling you. And my advice, my last saying to you is love yourself, because you are not going to love anyone until you do. And I know that's probably like a broken record and it's played out. No, I'm serious. You need to love yourself. You need to forgive yourself for things that you've gone through, because nobody else is going to say sorry to you. They're not going to apologize. Start saying sorry to yourself so that you can let that old girl go and create that new girl who is that bitch, okay? And it's hard. It's going to be hard. But do that now, because when you start getting to like marriage life and family life and you start still having these insecurities, it's not going to be good for you. And it's something that you don't want moving forward. And so, ladies, gentlemen, just remember, respect yourself, love yourself, and give yourself that confidence, because nobody else is going to give you all three. Do it for yourself, okay? Because that's what I'm doing for me. And I just wanted to put that out here on that platform that's what you probably want, and you will get it if you just do exactly that. Just start loving yourself. Start giving yourself confidence and start respecting yourself. How are you let someone disrespect you? How are you not going to let someone not love you the way you want to be loved and not give you confidence? You know what? Then do it yourself. At this point, at this generation, we have to do things ourselves in order to get what we want. And like I said, this was a very short episode because I just kind of wanted to put it out there. I will start doing episodes where it's like solo episodes that are shorter, just to like give out topics that I want to talk to you myself. And stay tuned for my next episode next Friday. I will have guests this time, and it will be longer. And again, guys, just start loving yourself. And thank you for tuning in with Straight Up with Jazzy Nichols. That's Girl Talk on Another Level. See you guys next Friday. Bye.